Yeah, it is a very good morning to you from the Kaizer Chiefs Supporters Club. We'll start off with the team that should be playing Kaizer Chiefs, Liverpool. Their winger, Mohamed Salah, has won the PFA Men's Player of the Year Award for a record third time. The Egyptian King scored 29 goals and provided 18 assists as the Reds won the Premier League title last season. Now, we also have the PFA Player, PFA Team of the Year. It features the likes of Alexander Isak, Chris Wood. It has Saliba in there in terms of the defenders from Arsenal. So well done there to Mr. Mo Salah for winning it for the third time of his career. The PFA Player of the Year. That is voted on by, of course, the players. Action from last night's Betway Premiership matches. Kaizer Chiefs maintained their perfect start to the Betway Prem season with a 1-0 win over Richards Bay at the FNB Stadium. Sekhukhune United moved to the top of the Betway Prem standings after easing to a 3-0 victory over newly promoted Orbit College at Dobsonville Stadium. Durban City held Golden Arrows to a 1-1 draw in their KZN derby, while TS Galaxy defeated Chippa United 4-1. Bulawayo City edging Siwelele Samasokolari 1-0. Rassie Erasmus, the doctor, has made 10 changes to the Springbok squad for their Rugby Championship clash with Australia this Saturday. Jesse Grill will captain the side that features 5 changes in the backs and 5 in the forwards. Andre Pollard comes in at 10. Vili LaRue starts at fullback. Damien Dialindi is at 12. Chesson Colby, he's somehow recovered from this injury that took him out last week. He's back on the wing. Cannon Moody will start on the other wing. Grant Williams is the only other survivor from the loss at Ellis Park. And then when it comes to the forwards, Thomas the Tank Tutoi starting a tight end prop. Arjia Snyman, Ruan Okia starting in the second row. Franco Morstad and Jean-Luc Dupreux come in at flank. And number 8, Oxen Jeb, Malcolm Marks, Marco van Staden will all start again. For the Wallabies, their scrum off, Tate McDermott, he says beating the box back-to-back is a big ask.
You know, we've been talking a lot about how we're trending in the right direction, and that was another step, but you know, it doesn't mean much if we don't back it up this weekend. And what we're expecting, the Springboks are world class. We saw what they did in the first 20 minutes. They tore us to shreds. So we know that they're coming, and they're coming hard. We've got to back it up.
Yeah, so you can clearly see it from the team that Rassi has picked. It's back to basics, and he clearly wants a reaction. I don't think it's rotation. I think people are dropped in that team. Darren Moore, quickly, 10 seconds, new look, US Open doubles. It started yesterday. I know Jessica Pegula, Jack Draper, they are through to the semifinals. So is Casper Ruud and Iga Swiatek. Did you like it?